Ye shall receive power, June 11. All members call to be missionaries. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. The Holy Spirit, Christ's representative, arms the weakest with might to press forward unto victory. God has organized his instrumentalities to draw all men unto him. He sends forth to his work many who have not been dedicated by the laying on of hands. He answers objections that would arise against this method of labor, even before they arise. God sees the end from the beginning. He knows and anticipates every want and provides for every emergency. If finite men to whom he commits his work do not bar the way, God will send forth laborers into his vineyard. To every converted soul, he says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." It is not necessary that the Lord should first sit in earthly legislative councils and inquire of those who think they must plan for his work. Will you permit men whom I have chosen to unite with you in working in some part of my moral vineyard? Christ was standing only a few steps from his heavenly throne when he gave his commission to his disciples, and included as missionaries all who would believe on his name. Jesus wants every minister to whom he has committed a sacred trust to remember his injunctions, to consider the vastness of his work, and to place the obligation of preaching the gospel to the world upon the large number to whom it belongs. Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. The power of God was to go with those that proclaimed the gospel. If those who claim to have a living experience in the things of God had done their appointed duty as God ordained, the whole world would have been warned, and the Lord Jesus would have come to our world with power and great glory.